This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, it's good to have with me here on BPN Radio today a longtime friend and one of my spiritual sons from St. Louis, Missouri, Tim Filkins. And Tim and his wife Pam are evangelist, bivocational, and Tim spent most of his life growing up in the church. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit in a Methodist church, Granite City, Illinois. He and his wife, Pam, founded a ministry called Freedom in Jesus Ministry. And Tim, it's good to have you on BPN today.
Thank you, Dale. It's good to be here.
And I'd like to talk to you about your Freedom Ministry. I know there are so many people that, even Christians, that they have many bondages in their lives. Why are so many Christians bound today? What's going on?
I think, Dale, most of it has to do with ignorance in the church. I think many of the denominations either are unaware of the possibility of people having demonic oppression or depression in their lives. And some of the churches, actually, their doctrine prohibits people from believing those things. So I believe that many in the church are just ignorant of the fact that they can't have a demonic influence in their lives, even though they are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and the need to get free of those things, to find the root of whatever it is that caused it, to cut off that root and to set them free.
So what do you see happening in the church today? Why is there such a rise in oppression in the church today, people in bondage? And what's going on in the church today?
I think as Pam and I have traveled over the last 15 years to a lot of different churches, we've seen a progression of church people, the ones that we've dealt with anyway, the ones we've had interaction with, are becoming more and more biblically illiterate, I believe. I believe that there's less a pastor standing before a congregation preaching the truth under the unction of the Holy Spirit and revealing to the people the truth of God's Word. In the Gospel of John, it says that you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So if you connect the dots, the more you know Jesus and the more you're intimate with Jesus, then the more opportunity for your walk in freedom. And when you finally grasp the truth and understand the truth, then God will set you free.
So what do you say to church members, Christians that are a part of a church, and the leadership does not believe that Christians could be bound by demonic spirits, and they know that they need to be set free, and yet there's no ministry there for them in the church? What do you say to these people?
That's always a difficult position to be put in, because you don't want to run behind church authority or church leadership and do something subversive or behind their back. But at the same time, when people approach you with these type of issues by the Holy Spirit, he identifies some of the things in them through revelation or word of knowledge. You can see some of the things going on in people's lives. You want to help them. And oftentimes we'll just explain to them that if their pastors don't approve of it, they could be on a slippery slope. They may have to find another church and another place to worship, another place to fellowship. And if they're still willing and they're still needing the help, then Pam and I will do the best we can one-on-one to help them get free.
So how do Christians become demonized? I mean, how is that a generational thing? How does it happen that people that know the Lord, that have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, still bound by all sorts of strongholds in their lives? How does that happen, even though they've accepted Jesus?
I think, Dale, what we've seen in the last 15 years, we've seen an increase, and in, particularly coming out of Hollywood, we've seen an increase in the entertainment business of people promoting things that are supernatural, whether it be witchcraft or zombies or werewolves, things like that. And there, I think there's a hunger. I believe that. I don't think that. I believe that there's a hunger for the supernatural in a Christian's life. And if they're not experiencing it in their church environment or in their fellowship groups, they're going to look to these things. And when you open the door, your eyes are a portal into your spirit, just as anything else you take into your body. You can take it in through your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, and you can do this. And when the entertainment industry is promoting all those things, and I think people participate in them, I believe that's really, it caused a big increase in the last 15 years anyway, mm-hmm. of people allowing the demonic to come into their lives. And they may do it unwittingly. Mm-hmm. They may do these things without knowledge of what they're tampering with. But when you make a covenant with the enemy, when you make a covenant with the devil, you're giving him authority to rule in your life.
Well, I certainly agree with that. So people that are in bondage today, they know Jesus, they've accepted Jesus. How do you explain, for instance, a person that comes to know the Lord, they're an alcoholic, they come to know Jesus, but they still have this craving for alcohol. They've not been delivered at salvation. I mean, some people says, well, you know, I still drink, I still have this this stronghold of alcoholism. How do we explain that?
I believe that those things, if they're, whether they're generational people or alcoholics or drug users, because the people in their family have, that's the environment they were raised in, or that's something that they were accustomed to or inured to, or something that they did on their own, I believe that people have to hear the truth. That Jesus came for a holistic approach to set you free. And Jesus came for a body, soul, spirit to set you free, to clean you up, and to make you a new person. And those people who accept Christ and pray a sinner's prayer and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, who can't become free, then they have to have someone go to someone who's effective in deliverance ministry to help them identify the root, whatever it is that's causing the fruit of alcoholism or addiction. Mm-hmm. Identify that root and find the basis of that thing and cut that root off and destroy it once and all. That way the fruit won't return, because to the tree, the bitter root, whatever it is going to die.
Mm-hmm. So why are so many churches today, pastors today, why are they afraid of deliverance ministry? What is going on there?
I think that if you look at the deliverance ministry overall, it's like so many other ministries, like the prophetic and the healing ministry. I believe that anything, any doctrine of the church that God establishes that's good, I think that men can take it to, like a pendulum, swing too far in one direction and prostitute it to the point where people are afraid of it, mm-hmm. or they'll reject those things. And I believe that's happened with the deliverance ministry as well. In many occasions, people have made it entertainment, and they made it some kind of a show, like a sideshow. And that's not really what it is. It's a very intimate thing when you help people find the root of their problems, find the root of their illnesses, find the root of their addictions and their obsessions, and be able to help them deal with that. That's not something for public display, and that's not something for entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I think there are people out there still doing that. Matter of fact, I believe this last fall, there was a show on television in prime time that had to deal with ministry of deliverance, people casting out devils, and it was actually publicly done for entertainment value.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there are people that are listening here on BPN Radio today that have strongholds in their lives, and they have certain issues, certain situations they'd like to be free of. Can you kind of walk us through, and of course I want you to pray, prayers of deliverance, because I know that is a gift that you and your wife, Pam, have. But if people are sincerely wanting to be free today, wanting to be delivered today, give us some steps that they could take before you pray for them.
I believe that what Pam and I do normally when we encounter somebody who's looking for this, we do an interview with the people to try to get some background. And by doing an interview, you're actually doing an interview. You're looking inside spiritually to see what the root of their problem may be. If people are suffering from addictions and suffering from oppression and don't know the root of it, need help with that, and there's no one within their church body to help them with it, I need to pray and ask God to set up a divine appointment or divine connection. There are men and women gifted all across this world who God's gifted to help people in this realm, to help set people free, because he wants his people to be free and not in bondage. And I believe the Holy Ghost will set you up with an encounter with a man or woman of God who's been gifted to do exactly that. And God will lead you to them. He'll set it up. And then he'll help you in your journey to become free.
Yeah, I think it's very, very important that we that we know who is ministering to us, that we not allow a novice or someone that does not know what they're doing or may not have a sound biblical foundation, because we know they can cause lots of harm, lots of people have been damaged by that. But we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. And before you pray today, Tim, maybe you could just talk to some people that you're going to pray for, give them some instructions before you pray about how to receive Freedom Ministry, because I believe people are listening to BPN Radio today. I believe they could be set free. And so you might give them some instructions before you pray.
You know, if like I say, if you're suffering from oppressions or addictions or compulsive behaviors, obviously you need some help, and you're not completely free of the things of this world, because Jesus doesn't want us to be part of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And the worldly things shouldn't hold us back in our spiritual walk. So I believe that as you identify these things in your life, then you seek out men and women of God who you know, who are good counsel to help you with these things, but be in prayer and ask God to set you free. And God can do it miraculously and to do it providentially. He doesn't need a man to help him do these kind of things, even though he's called people and gifted them for this. And so just begin to seek God and to seek his truth and to have him to take the things that you've been taught over the years and it may not be true, and have him just to take those things away from you. Mm-hmm. Ask God, just pray to him, just to confuse the voice of the enemy so that you can hear him. That way you won't be confused by the voice of the enemy, that you would be so tuned into the Holy Spirit and his voice that all you can hear is the truth that God has for you. God's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. And he set Pam and I free of many things. And he's delivered us from a lot of the things that we've had to endure, even in ministry, mm-hmm. over the last 15 years. And he's a good God, and he loves you. And he has great things for you. And you bear those things in mind. No matter what situation you're in or what you're going through, God's a big God. And he's able to take care of every problem. He's the God of the little things and the big things. And just depend on him and rely on him. Give yourself wholly over to him, and he'll see you through these things.
I believe that. So I want you to... I'll play some worship music, and then I want you to pray for people out there that are in bondage. They need freedom. They have strongholds in their lives, and they are, you know, there are many are just crying out for help. So however the Holy Spirit leads you, Tim, I want you to say a prayer right now.
Father, I'm just so grateful this morning for the opportunity to be able to speak to these people through BPN Radio and to let them know that there is help available for them. Those of you out there who are suffering through addictions, understand this, that God set me free and he can set you free as well. That it's not an issue of discipline, it's not an issue of following rules, it's an issue of being able to understand and grasp the truth. That Jesus came to set the oppressor free, that Jesus came to undo the works of the enemy, destroy the works of the enemy. There is hope. There is hope for all. No matter what situation you find you're in, God has an answer. And if he has a man or a woman that he would allow to minister to you, he'll send them to you, and he'll identify those people to you. So I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you will open their eyes, that they can see those around them who you sent to them, Lord, the Deborahs that you've sent, to be able to help them, to see the help's available to them. Lord, open their ears and tune their ears in where they can hear your voice and not the voice of the enemy. So many voices we're subjected to nowadays, Lord, and we need to stifle the voice of the enemy so your people can hear the truth. Because that's what they really need. Father, continue to bless them and follow them and protect them, Lord, in these difficult days. Those who are struggling with addictions, Lord, preserve their lives, Lord, because you have a plan for each and every person. And Lord, we're so grateful that each and every person can walk into their true calling, their true anointing, and their true purpose, and leave the legacy that you've called them to leave. If only, Lord, they will hear your voice, that they will know the one who can set them free, the Son. Because those the Son sets free are free indeed. We just praise you for that, Jesus. And all you out there, run to him right now, because he loves you. He has great things for you. He will see to all your needs, because my God is a big God, and I praise him. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, as you speak to these people's lives right now. I love you, Lord, and I praise you, Lord. Open the door to freedom to these people, Father. That they may exalt you and glorify you. In the name of Jesus, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen and amen. I set myself in agreement with you, Tim. We pray for those minister people, those who have been in bondage, those who are in need, those whose desires to be free, for whom the Son hath made free, is free indeed. If I know you guys do meetings in churches and in different people groups? How would do you have a way that people can get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, they can contact us locally in Granite City. They can call on the telephone at area code 618-709-2182 and talk to Pam, and she can arrange a meeting. Or you can attend one of the meetings that we're currently in next week in Olathe, Kansas, starting on Wednesday through Saturday at Jubilee Christian Center. We'll be there helping some folks get free and through the weekend if God leads us. You can find us at timfilkins at AOL.com. Send us a message if you like, or you can find us on Facebook. Tim or Pam Filkins, either one. And if you send us a message, we'll be sure to contact you.
Okay. Okay, Tim, what a delight it's been to have you on BPN Radio today as you and your wife, Pam, continue to speak into people's lives, serving others and giving yourself to others. So thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, Dale.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in all of your glory. True love's sweetest story. I stand amazed. The nails piercing your skin, my wicked heart driving them in. I see the spear piercing your side, and I see the stand amazed. I stand amazed, so amazed in all of your glory.
It makes me wanna shout, there's so much to view after you've been there 10,000 years, a million, maybe two. Look for me, for I will be there too.
As you go down your list of firsts, there's no question we're gonna want to see our loved ones awaiting me and you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through, look for me. I'd like to hear it too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to do.
Yeah. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord.
I will praise you,
and I will sing. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
time for you to rest. Hurry to the
told her that he loved her, said he'd always be there. So she gave it and went where she had never dared. Everybody makes mistakes, the doctor reassured. Nobody has to know, the choice is yours. Well, the years come and gone, she's still searching for that love. And every little child just reminds her of choice that she made, the price of the trade. Will the haunting memory ever go away? Sometimes late at night, she can hear the voice she never heard, crying out for the love she never gave. There are times she can hardly stand the hurt from the scars that she bears to this day. It was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard. Even though forgiven, there are times she can hardly stand. Was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard.
I love you, Mommy.
To just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives
me strength to stand. It's time,
it's time
to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west.
keeps moving on through the sunshine and the storm. And my dreams are set in stone. And someday I'll be who I wanna be. But for now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road. And for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
When all my hurts seem to fade away.